Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We're constantly having our horizons broadened and very often our hearts challenged by the stories and the people we bring you on Open House. The story of Heal Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo will definitely stretch us all. It will not be for the faint-hearted. DR Congo is positioned slap bang in the middle of the African continent. The UN considers it the worst place in the world to be a woman, labelled the rape capital of the world, a land torn apart by war for decades, where rape is actually used as a weapon of war. In just 1 year, 42,000 women and children were estimated to have survived rape. In some areas, that's one in three women. 30% of them are infected with HIV/AIDS. But into that dark place, Heal Africa shines light. It was founded a decade ago by a quite remarkable woman, Lynn Lucy, who fell in love with a Congolese doctor, married him, and together they set up a hospital and used their medical skills to bring healing to thousands of women and transform their status in their communities. Dr. Justin Paluku-Lucy is an obstetrician and gynaecologist working with Heal Africa, and he's in Australia talking about this vitally important work. Doctor, welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
It's great to see you and a privilege to meet you.
Thank you.
I think it's probably going to be helpful to sketch out a bit of the recent troubled history of DR Congo to understand the context in which Heal Africa works. Tell us a bit about what the nation has gone through in recent years.
Heal Africa is working in a very difficult context in Congo. As you know, this country has been going through wars since the year 1996. There are also many, many militias which are active in many parts of the country.
And this is a particularly bad war for women.
The women, they are the ones who are paying the price of this war. They are being used as weapon of war. The rebels and soldiers are raping women. We have seen many, 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 many of them with injuries.
Why is it that they use that way as a weapon of war?
Just to weaken the society, the communities. Because in Congo, in most of the communities in Congo, women are the most important people. They are the one who buy food for their families. So if they are not there, families will not exist and the community will be weak. So it's a kind of devastating the country.
And into that terrible circumstance, Lynn Lucy, as I said, moved to DR Congo, married Joe, and set up Heal Africa. What was their initial vision that they had?
The initial vision was to help these poor people. When they came, I think it was in 1994, they couldn't support seeing people suffering. And they started putting the ideas together, and they started a small clinic. They started taking care of the poor people, and their small center grew with time. And with helps from around the world, they were able to set up a hospital, which is now called Heal Africa.
How big is the hospital? How many people does it help?
The hospital is quite big. It has currently about 150 beds. At the hospital, we treat the vulnerable people. We also take care of people by empowering them, mostly women. When they are healed, they have to go back to their villages, to their homes. So we have got projects that help to reinsert these people in their communities.
Because they're very damaged, not just physically, but emotionally as well.
Yes, of course. Our approach is a holistic approach. We address the physical aspect of the body. That's the operation we do. We fix the condition. They are also emotionally sick. So they go through counseling. We have got counselors who are well-trained. These people are also poor. We try to offer them some microcredits to help them making some income and look after their families.
They set up their own little businesses in the communities.
Yes, of course.
And major changes in their lives as a result.
Yes, it has helped many. And so we are bringing hope. We have brought hope to many families.
Yes. Tell me about the extent of your work. I wonder how you cope with what must seem like an endless challenge to bring this healing and hope to these women.
When Joe and Lucy started this ministry, they were just in Goma, which is a city. But with time, we have gone beyond Goma. We are now in about 5 provinces out of 11 that we have in Congo. We are able to help many people.
And as a result of that, you have a particular challenge while you're in Australia to the churches in Australia. What is that challenge?
When we talk to people, they don't believe what we are saying because they cannot think such things may happen to human beings. Convincing them is like not easy because they don't believe that people may live the way we are describing how we live in Congo. But we think what we are doing is good and it's going to bring more help to what we are doing in Congo. I may say we thank Australians because since we started, we have been getting donations from here, doctors coming over from here, and who work with us, who help us. We still have much to do, and we still need help, more help from this side of the world.
And that's the challenge to churches,
to
pitch in and help this important work.
Yeah.
Now, sadly, Judith, who we mentioned, who set up Heal Africa, died a couple of months ago. That must have been a terrible loss to the work, to lose someone with such passion.
Yeah, everybody, we were all sad at Heal Africa when we lost this Mama Lynn, as we used to call her, Mama Lynn. She's somebody who was kind to everybody and who did a lot for Heal Africa. So we were all sad, but before dying, she told us, "Don't be discouraged. Do the work. God will help you. God will assist you." So with that in our minds, of course, we felt sad, but we resumed work. And now everybody's working, and the work is going on.
Is there a story that you can relate to us of one particular woman or one particular community where you can tell these churches in Australia, in such a privileged nation, why this work is so important?
Maybe I'll tell you about the Lumo story. This is a lady who had a fistula. A fistula is a condition where a woman leaks urine because her bladder is torn due to bad delivery. In Congo, most of the women deliver at home without skilled or well-trained birth attendants. When a woman is leaking urine, she smells urine. And the first thing that happens is the husband leaves her. She's like ashamed in the community. And she cannot feel part of the community. Up to today, we have helped more than 2,000 women with fistula. So this is a great job that Heal Africa has done. So I have many stories. The Lumo story. This lady had a fistula. Then she was brought to the hospital by one of our counselors. She went through about 11 attempts. And while she was at the hospital, many other women who came after her, they get healed, they go back. And for her, she could not be healed. So it was a big challenge for the hospital. We kept giving her hope that one day you will also be healed. So be patient. With time, she got healed. Then now she did not want to go back to her home. She was given counseling. And finally, she accepted to go back home. She went back home with a micro credit. She was able to do some income generating activities. So she went back, was restarted in her community. And now she's okay. She's now living. She's part of her community.
It's a great outcome.
Yeah.
Why do you do the work that you do?
I do that because I like my people. Specialists are not many. So if we, as specialists, we don't help our people, nobody will help them. So we are doing this work because we like our people.
Yes, I'm sure. And I think it would be great if there were churches in this country who heard this challenge tonight, and even doctors who could come over and help and support the work of Heal Africa. Dr. Justin Paluku-Lucy, thank you so much for joining us on Open House, and we'll put the details up of Heal Africa on our Open House community Facebook page. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.